everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
And today we are talking about clothes.
Ooh, I love that. Are we shopping for clothes?
Well, not really. This is sort of the opposite of shopping for clothes.
Yeah, I know, I have too many clothes.
What do you do with them then?
I try to donate some, but then sometimes I feel like, oh, I really want this. I think I'm going to use it one day.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you just put it in a box and maybe take it out later? It's like, it's fake shopping.
It's probably stayed there for a long time.
All right. Well, there are some really good things that you can do with the old clothes when you do decide to give them away.
And
we're going to talk about some of those things today. And some of the things maybe we can talk about after. Some of the things that we didn't talk about, like what I do.
Okay, that sounds interesting. 所以如果你跟我一样有很多的衣服，然后不知道该怎么办，就一定要看看我们今天的课文要聊有关，哎，怎么把旧衣服，如何处置呢？ So let's check it out.
What should I do with my old clothes?
What should you do with your old clothes when summer ends? Many people throw them in the trash. This is a waste.Because there are better uses for them. Here are some ideas to deal with them. The kindest thing to do is to donate your old clothes. You can contact a place like the Eden Social Welfare Foundation. They will give them to poor children. Some of them might not have enough clothes to wear. You could also give your old clothes...blankets and towels to animal groups. These groups can use them to protect stray animals from dying in cold weather. These things may help the animals survive the winter.
One power!
Trash. Trash. It is Raymond's turn to take out the trash tonight.It is Raymond's turn to take out the trash tonight. Poor, poor. In Africa, many poor people don't have enough food and clothes. In Africa, many poor people don't have enough food and clothes. Blanket, blanket.It's almost winter, so let's take out our thick blankets and sweaters. It's almost winter, so let's take out our thick blankets and sweaters. Survive, survive. Survive, survived, survived. Jim had a difficult time as a child, but...He survived. Jim had a difficult time as a child, but he survived.
So today's article about clothes starts out by saying, what should you do with your old clothes when summer ends?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, something I really want to know as well. 所以一开始课文就提到当这个夏天结束的时候你应该如何处置你的旧衣物呢
Now, here is one possible answer, but I'm going to start out by saying it's not a very good idea.
Okay,
so one thing that many people do, it says here, many people throw them in the trash. Of course, here, them is their old clothes. Now, we are going to learn about the word trash in that sentence, and you'll find out soon why this is not a very good thing to do. So, trash is a noun. It's spelled T-R-A-S-H, trash, and we're going to find out what it means right here.Okay, we're talking about the noun trash. Trash is a word for things that you throw away. It's similar to the word garbage. Now, here are some examples of trash. food that has gone bad. Maybe you've got maybe like a brown apple in your fridge that you don't want to eat anymore. That's trash. Something that's broken and you can't fix it. Like if you have a broken chopstick, you can't fix that chopstick. So you'll throw it in the garbage. That's trash. Maybe used food wrappers. If you have a piece of candy, you'd put that piece, that little paper wrapper into the garbage. That's trash too. Here's an example sentence. It is Raymond's turn to take out the trash tonight. It is Raymond's turn to take out the trash tonight.
Wow, 所以课文这时候提到说，很多人会把这个旧衣服丢进垃圾堆。诶，他们听起来太有钱了。好，不过我们先来看一下垃圾的英文要怎么说。我们可以用 trash。Trash 这个名词，那刚刚 Aaron 老师还有补充类似的说法，还有 garbage 同样也有垃圾的意思，所以像是垃圾的同音我们就会用 trash can or garbage can 都可以，或者是不过垃圾袋我们就用 garbage bag 比较多哦。 OK， 那刚刚既然 Aaron 老师提到很多垃圾的种类，我来补充一个好的，就是厨余，英文要怎么说，就是 kitchen wasteOK， 那常常我们在口语上呢，如果要做家事，我们就说，你要记得把这个垃圾拿出去丢。英文就是 take out the trash, please. OK， 那看回刚刚的例句，提到就是今晚轮到 Raymond 要倒垃圾咯。I hate taking out the garbage.
Oh,
the trash.
You need to live in a building where you can just put it in the door and then you don't see it again.
That'll be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, we said that.Throwing your old clothes in the trash is one possible idea, but it's not a very good one. Here we'll explain more about that. It says in the article, this is a waste because there are better uses for them.
Exactly, or you must be really rich to actually throw them away all the time. 没错，课文就提到，刚刚我提到就说这是一种浪费 ,OK, waste, 因为他们有更好的使用方法。注意哦，这里的 use, 因为一般我们都会当做动词来用，像是can I use this pen? 我可以使用这支笔吗？ But here we use it as a noun, 这里是名词的用法。比方像是我可以提到This tool has many uses. That just means you can do many things with this tool. 就是这个工具有很多的使用方式。
Okay, well, of course, we're not just going to give you bad ideas in this article. We have some good ideas to tell you. So in the article, it says, here are some ideas to deal with them.
Good, I really need to hear these ideas, okay?
Yes.
这里呢，接下来我们要提到是一些处理，就是这些旧衣物的一些好的点子。Deal with, 这个片语就是处理的意思啦。
Okay, well, the first thing you do, and probably the best thing you can do, is here in the next line. It says, the kindest thing to do is to donate your old clothes. Tough words in there. Donate. Do we know that
right,
one?
Right. Okay. Okay. I actually do this, so
okay.
I know how to explain it well.
Okay.
所以最慷慨的事情就是把旧衣物捐出去。所以刚刚我们有提到 donate. Okay. 这个动词就是捐赠 and the noun is donation. D-O-N-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay. So that is a good thing to do. You should donate your clothes. Laura does that. I do that too. That's a great thing to do.Okay, here is what you can do. It says in the next line, you can contact a place like the Eden Social Welfare Foundation.
Oh, okay, so that I don't know. Okay, so 你可以联系像是这个我们刚提到的伊甸社会福利基金会的这个地方哦。那刚刚我们提到的 contact 当做动词就是联系。
Now, there's that group that we talked about there, but...Actually, there are quite a few groups
right.
in Taiwan that you can do that with. There's the Harmony Home. I don't know the names in Chinese, but you can look them up online. There's Harmony Home. There's Eden Social Welfare. There's lots of them. So go look those up on Google and find a place to donate your clothes. And here is why. It says they will give them to poor children.Now, we see the adjective poor in that sentence. It's spelled P-O-O-R, poor, and we're going to find out what it means here. Okay, let's talk about the adjective poor. This adjective describes a person who doesn't have a lot of money or own a lot of things. It's the opposite of rich, which means to have a lot of money and a lot of things. Now, someone who is poor often cannot afford to buy new things, live in nice houses, or buy enough food to eat. Here's an example sentence. In Africa, many poor people don't have enough food and clothes. In Africa, many poor people don't have enough food and clothes.
Okay, 所以课文呢刚刚提到就是呢刚刚我们提到那个基金会他们会把旧衣物发给贫穷的孩童。贫穷的大家应该对这个形容词不陌生就是 poor。相反词当然就是 rich, 就是 Aaron 老师刚刚有提到哦。OK, 像是呢如果我们有很多组织他们会帮助一些贫困的家庭或是人们我们就可以这么说啦 ,the organization helps poor families or people. And back to the example sentence,、就是在非洲 in Africa, 许多这个贫困的人们没有足够的食物和衣服 and other places too.
Not just Africa,、yeah. lots of places in the world.、All right, well, here it goes on to say, some of them might not have enough clothes to wear. Remember,、we're talking about the poor children in this organization that it works with.、
okay,、所以刚刚我们提到就是一些贫困的孩童们他们之中有些人也许没有足够的衣服穿。
So if you think about it, you might get new clothes all the time. Like, Mom, let's go shopping. I want a new Iron Man t-shirt.
We take these things、for granted as well.
Right,、but not everybody gets to do that. So if you give away clothes you don't wear anymore, someone will get...Maybe an awesome new Iron Man t-shirt.
Yay!
All right, here is another thing you can do with your old clothes. It says here, you could also give your old clothes, blankets, and towels to animal groups. That's a good idea. Okay, well, we talked about three different things there, old clothes, blankets, and towels. Let's talk more about the noun blanket.It's spelled B-L-A-N-K-E-T, blanket, and we're going to find out what it means here. Okay, we're talking about the noun blanket. A blanket is a cover that you put on your bed to keep you warm at night when you're asleep. Now, blankets can be very thick, which is good for the winter,But that might not be good for summertime in Taiwan, so blankets can also be thin, which is much better when it's so hot. Okay, do you have a favorite blanket? I know I do, but let's look at our example sentence before we find out more about that. Here, it's almost winter, so let's take out our thick blankets and sweaters. It's almost winter, so let's take out our thick blankets and sweaters. Laura...I have a favorite blanket.
Same here. I know. And when I was young, I would never want to wash my blanket because I would like smell them all the time.
Oh, it smells so nice. Oh. It's so cozy. Well, now that I'm an adult, I do make sure I wash my blankets regularly. But I can't go to sleep without it. I love it too much.
I know. Me too. Okay. 大家应该有自己很喜欢的自己一个毯子，对不对？尤其是小朋友的时候，我都会舍不得洗，然后闻自己的味道。好了，回到课文，大家提到就是你可以将你的旧衣物啦、毛毯还有毛巾送到动保团体。OK， 那这里呢，我们有看到 blanket， 就是我们一直在提到的毯子，像是有很多种类的 blanket， 比方像是羊毛毯子就是 a wool blanket， 或是。Electric blankets. Okay, I love those in the winter.
Even in Taiwan. No, they're not. They're well, maybe, I guess, more than normal blankets.
可是其实我们还蛮怕冷亚洲人哦。那另外要注意，我们其实用的就是被子比较厚的那一种。我们要用另外一个字，就是 quilt. Q-U-I-L-T. Okay, 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是几乎要冬天了，所以我们要把厚毯子跟毛衣拿出来吧。
All right, well, why would you give these things to an animal group? Here's the answer. These groups can use them to protect stray animals from dying in cold weather.
Okay, so that's a really good idea to actually give away your blankets, right? So 这些团体可以用它们来保护这个流浪动物免于它们在寒冷的天气冻死。这里有没有看到 protect somebody or something?From 后面接动词 ing 或是名词，就是保护某人。 就是或是某个事物免于怎么样怎么样。
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the groups going to protect from the cold? In that sentence, we talked about stray animals. And let's learn more about this adjective stray, because you know what animals are.
Right, okay. 流浪动物就是像流浪狗、流浪猫。我们要用这个形容词 stray, 就是流浪的。Okay, 所以流浪狗就是 a stray dog, 流浪猫就是 a stray cat.
Mm-hmm. Now, another good reason that you might give them to an animal group, when the animals go to shelters, usually they're just in a cold cage. They can just have a nice soft blanket to sleep on. Oh. Yeah. All right, well, it says here, these things may help the animals survive the winter. Now, there's a verb in that sentence we need to talk about, and that is survive. It's spelled S-U-R-V-I-V-E, survive. Let's find out what it means. Okay, here we're talking about the verb survive, and it means to continue to live even though things are very difficult for you. So here in the article, it can be difficult for animals to live outside, especially when it's very cold. The blankets keep these animals warm, so these blankets help the animals live or survive. Now, a person who is very poor might not be able to buy any food. Some places will give them one meal every day. This helps them survive. Here's another example sentence. Jim had a difficult time as a child, but he survived. Jim had a difficult time as a child, but he survived.
好，我们来看一下最后一个 word power word, 就是 survive. 它是个动词，就是有度过啦，熬过的意思。它的动词三，它的变化很简单，就是 survive, survived, 直接接 D, survived. 比方像是 the fruit trees didn't survive or live through the harsh winter.
Oh dear.
Okay. 那看回刚刚的例句提到就是 Jim 在孩童时期有一段非常艰辛的时光，但是呢他熬过咯。OK, 所以呢其实我们刚刚提到啊，就捐赠一些旧的衣物啦，或者甚至毯子，这些东西都可以帮助动物们度过严冬。Well, that comes to the end of today's article,、mm-hmm. but don't go away yet, because we have our wrap-up.
OK, well, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Hi, everyone, 我是 Casey.今天要教大家 protect 这个字的用法。 protect 是保护的意思，大家都知道了，后面可以直接接想要保护的东西，例如 don't worry, the police will protect you, 别担心，警察会保护你。 don't worry, the police will protect you。 那如果我要说保护某个人或东西免于另外一个东西的话，该怎么说呢？在英文里面有个介系词，常常跟保护、阻止这之类的动词连用，猜到了吗？就是 from 这个介系词。之前大家学过 keep something or somebody from 什么，有阻止跟避免的意思，像是 the police officers kept us from driving on that road. The police officers kept us from driving on that road. 警察阻止我们开上那条路。因为 from 是介系词，所以如果你要在后面接上动词，记得用动名词 ving 的形态哦。一样的概念呢，你也可以套在 protect 这个字的上面，所以 protect something or somebody from 什么，就是保护某人事物免于什么什么的意思。例如 I put on my hat to protect myself from the sun. I put on my hat to protect myself from the sun. 我戴上帽子免于受到阳光的照射。好啦，说了这么多， time for a small quiz. 该怎么用英文说这件外套免于我受寒呢？记得用刚刚教过的片语哦，拜拜。
The answer is, this jacket protects me from the cold. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to Review Time. Today we're going to play a simpler version of 20 questions. Instead of 20 questions, you only need to ask 5.
Okay,
so the questions have to be yes or no questions. So you can't ask why is it that color? Or what is it? You have to ask yes or no questions, okay?
Okay, I've got this.
Mm-hmm. And if you ask more than 5 questions, you lose.
Okay, I'll try my best. Okay.
I'm thinking of a word right now.
Okay. 我觉得蛮简单的哦。Yes or no, 是非题。Is it a noun?
Yes.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 然后我知道有两个字是个 noun, trash 跟 blanket, right? Okay, is it something we will use when we go to bed?
Yes.
Is it a blanket?
It is!
I am、okay. so smart.
She got it in 3 questions.
Oh, good.
Let's see if she can do it again. Okay, next word. Go.
Is it an adjective?
No.
Okay.Is it something we have to take out after we eat or?
No.
Oh, is it the word survive?
It is! Oh, okay. So it gets easier as
yeah,
we don't have any words left. All right, we'll do one more. I bet she'll get it in 2 questions.
Really?
Okay.
Is it the opposite word of rich?
Yes.
Is it poor?
Yes. Okay.
It's getting easier.
It is easier once there's fewer words. Mm-hmm. Now, there is one word left, but you can look at our magic box words and our outside words.
Uh-huh.
And you guys can play this game too with your friends. So try it yourselves. But we have to say goodbye for today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
What should I do with my old clothes?
What should you do with your old clothes when summer ends? Many people throw them in the trash. This is a waste because there are better uses for them. Here are some ideas to deal with them. The kindest thing to do is to donate your old clothes. You can contact a place like the Eden Social Welfare Foundation. They will give them to poor children.Some of them might not have enough clothes to wear. You could also give your old clothes, blankets, and towels to animal groups. These groups can use them to protect stray animals from dying in cold weather. These things may help the animals survive the winter.
Trash. Trash.It is Raymond's turn to take out the trash tonight. It is Raymond's turn to take out the trash tonight. Poor, poor. In Africa, many poor people don't have enough food and clothes. In Africa,Many poor people don't have enough food and clothes. Blanket, blanket. It's almost winter, so let's take out our thick blankets and sweaters. It's almost winter, so let's take out our thick blankets and sweaters. Survive, survive.Survive, survived, survived. Jim had a difficult time as a child, but he survived. Jim had a difficult time as a child, but he survived.